USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say Americans have a generous heart is an understatement. A fundraiser for the family of Irma and Joe Garcia, a teacher killed in the Uvalde school shooting, and her husband, who died of a heart attack 2 days later, has raised more than $2.7 million. Despite evidence that China's the country of origin of the COVID-19 outbreak, and that it may have even covered up its own role in the pandemic, the nation was elected to the World Health Organization's executive board last week. Hurricane Agatha touched down in Mexico's southern coast Monday as heavy storm surges and rains prompted flooding and mudslide warnings. Agatha made landfall about 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Gun control in Canada goes into hyperdrive.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a move to freeze the sale and transfer of handguns in the country. It's part of a strict gun control proposal his government introduced on Monday. A new red flag law is also part of the proposal, which would allow a court to prohibit people deemed a threat from owning a gun and allow the government to take away firearms licenses from those who commit domestic violence or criminal harassment. Trudeau said in a statement that one Canadian killed by gun violence is one too many. Unlike the U.S., Canada does not have a constitutional right to own a gun. Still, the announcement comes after the mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro said he's been subpoenaed by federal prosecutors to testify before a grand jury on Thursday about January 6. Navarro said two FBI special agents banged loudly on his door in the early morning hours to present him with the fruit of the poisonous tree last Thursday. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Representative Mike Waltz, a Republican from Florida on Newsmax, discusses alternative ways society can combat the wave of active shootings in America by digging deeper into the root cause.
But I think we have a crisis in parenting. We have a crisis in fatherhood. We have a crisis in mental health. There are some much deeper rooted issues that the president of the United States should be bringing people together to address, that we as communities, as neighbors, as school districts, should be addressing and dealing with. And whether that crazed young man had a shotgun, a rifle, a backpack full of pistols, you know, what is making these kids want to go into a classroom and slaughter 8, 9, 10-year-old children? And that's what the president should be focused on.
Actor Johnny Depp has a unique way of blowing off steam after a court battle with a former loved one.
Actor Johnny Depp surprised concertgoers in the United Kingdom with a performance Sunday night. He took the stage alongside Jeff Beck at a show at Sheffield City Hall. The performance comes as Depp is awaiting a verdict in Virginia and his $50 million defamation suit against ex-wife and fellow actor Amber Heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Each year, the World Health Organization holds World No Tobacco Day on May 31st. Their goal is to spread awareness about the risk of tobacco, and they say it kills roughly 6 million people every year. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.